Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't look a gift horse in the mouth? I've never been given a horse before, let alone a gift horse, but I think I would inspect it before I agreed to take it. I've been given things before that were supposed to be blessings, but turned out to be more of a curse. You ever received something as a gift and wish you'd inspected it before accepting it? Someone once blessed me with a puppy, thinking it was a blessing, but it turned out to be a curse. How about the other way around? Sometimes things appear to be curses, but turn out to be a blessing. In 2012, my wife and I began to search for our first home to buy. One of the homes we found was an older Victorian that had been a rental and then repossessed by the bank. When we pulled up in front of the house for the very first time, Janine looked at the outside of the house and began to cry, and she said, "This is our house." The realtor opened the front door, and I saw the holes in the walls and the ancient carpet, and then I began to cry, and I said, "This is our house?" What I saw as a curse has turned into a huge blessing. What began as a foreign language like knob and tube and lath and plaster has become an education for me and turned an old house into a warm and loving home for our family. I had to learn to count my blessings. I know I've said it before, but I think it's worth repeating that it's really hard to be bitter when you're thankful. Working at Teen Challenge, I've seen some people come into the year-long program grateful for a warm bed and hot food. And after a few weeks, the newness wears off and the memories of what life was like before begins to fade and the thankful attitude begins to change into a bitter attitude. One particular fellow had a great attitude for 4 or 5 weeks, and I thought that I would hate for him to grab that bitter root. So I asked him to begin a list of all the things he was thankful for. I gave him one of the old paper rolls that comes out of an adding machine and told him to use it as a scroll and write down everything he's thankful for. Almost 1 year later, he has nearly filled the whole roll and has kept a great attitude the whole time. If someone asked you to make a list of all the things you're thankful for, how long would it take you? In the craziness of our world today, there are things to be thankful for. Look for the good. Sometimes they're hidden. Hidden in opportunities, disguised as difficulties. So count your blessings. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.